Sagt the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Chagiga, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This is the third Maila that we're going to learn that Truma has over Kodesh. A Chumra by Truma, which we don't have by Hegdish. Sagt the Mishnah HaGabayim. Who are these Gabayim? They're not the one that calls up Yamayid, Rev Shlaima, Ben Moshe, Shlishi. No, we're not talking about that Gabay. We're talking about the Yidden that were appointed by not Yiddish kings to collect taxes from the Yidden. These people were Amayaratzer. And they come into the houses to take objects or whatever they want. Didn't pay your taxes, we're taking things. When you pay your taxes, we'll give it back. And you can't stop them. So Hagabah and these tax collectors, Shenichnesu L'taych HaBayis, that entered into the house of the Yisrael Chaver to take away certain things as a mashkin. V'chein, for that matter, Haganovim, Shechziru Esakelim, they stole Kli Charis and they returned it. They stole the Kli Charis and they heard it some Musar Shmuz. They failed to hear a tshuva. They said, no, we're returning it. But here's the problem. L'maisa, they were in the house. So really, we don't know what else they touched in the house. And even in regard to the Kli Charis, if they only touched the outside, let's say the Ganavim, they only touched the outside, they come back and they say, we never put our hands into the inside. We only touched the outside. So really, what's inside is tar. So the Shaila is that we believe them. So the Mishnah, their belief. Nemanim Leimer, their belief to say, Loi Negan. We only took the Kalim that we needed. That's what the tax collectors say. And the Ganavim say, no, we only took those Kalim that we stole, but we brought them back. And like we explained before, being the Kli Charis, if you touch it from the outside, the inside doesn't become Tameh. So these Ganavim that brought back the Kli Charis say, and don't worry, we only touched the outside, not the inside. So we believe them when they say they didn't touch what's inside, the inside part of the Kelim. Furthermore, the Gemara explains, we will only believe the Ganavim when they came and returned it because they wanted to do tshuva. Look, if they're doing tshuva, we don't think they're lying. But let's say the Ganav steals the Kli Charis. There's a big sign that says, anyone who catches that Ganav or he doesn't turn himself in, oh, you see, going to pay a price. And they come running back because they're scared. Then we don't believe them. Furthermore, the Gemara says, when do we say that we believe the tax collectors that they didn't touch, whether it's the inside of the Keli or the other Kelim? It's Dafka, when there wasn't a not Yiddish person that came along with them to check to see if they're doing a good job. But if one of the officers of the king, who's not a Yiddish person, came along, they're not believed, because they're going to try to show off to him, oh, we're going to grab anything we see over here. They don't want them to go back to the king and say, oh, they had so much rachmonus on the people, you're not really getting your taxes. So under those circumstances, we assume that they touched everything. So once again, let's see the Mishnah, Hagabah and the tax collector, Shenich L'Sulatech HaBayis, that enter the house. V'chein HaGanavim, Ganavim, who stole the Kli Charis, and then returned them, Shech Ziru Esekelim. Neman and Loimer, they are believed when they say, Loi Neganu, we didn't touch. Now the Mishnah goes back to explain, in regard to what we learned earlier, where and how we believe Amaratzim when it comes to Kalim, there's a Kula, there's a special leniency in Yerushalayim. We had said earlier that we believe, provided you meet all the conditions, we believe the Amaretz, that the Kalim Atar, if you purchase it, in between Medim and Yerushalayim, but only for small Kalim. Not the big Kalim. So the Mishnah Ubi Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, Nemonim, the Amayoratzim are believed, Ala Kodesh, on anything that is necessary for Hegdash. Even big barrels needed for the wine, they're believed. And for sure the little ones. Because for the little Kalim, we said they're believed even outside of Yerushalayim, as long as it's between Medim and Yerushalayim. Furthermore, this that we learned, that they're not believed when it comes to Truma on Kalim, not little Kalim, not big Kalim, that's Dafka throughout the year. But during the three Yamim Taivim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, then the Amayaratzim are believed af ala Truma, even when it comes to Truma. When it comes to Yom Tov, we say everyone is considered a Chaver. Kol Yisrael Chaveirim. That means they're all included in the group of people that are careful with Taharis. Chazal weren't machmer on Tumas Amaretz when it comes to a Yom Tov, because everybody was metayer themselves before they went to be Oile Regel. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. The tax collectors that entered into a house or Ganovim that stole Kalim but returned them, we're talking about Kli Charis, are believed to say, we didn't touch it. The tax collectors say we didn't touch anything else. or the Ganavim say we only touch the outside, not the inside, they are believed. Furthermore, we learned that in Yerushalayim there's a Kula. We believe the Amei Aratzim in regard to all Kalim that are necessary for Kodesh, even the very large ones, as opposed to outside of Yerushalayim, even before Medim, where we only believe them in regard to small Kalim. And the third thing we learned in the Mishnah was that during the time of Yom Tov, everyone is considered a Talmud Chacham, and they're believed even in regard to Truma. And we explain that's because everybody was mitayer themselves before Yom Tov, and also the Gemara darshan the Pasuk. Vayeyosef kol ish Yisrael eleir ke'ish echad chaveirim. The Pasuk says, when everyone gathered together to be eleregel, everyone is considered chaveirim. That means the group of people that are careful with tahara.